adventure. Tonight's story is entitled Shoot One Time by Beryl Bing. Saul Marder, one-time prospector turned hunter, had grown as tough and unyielding as the African bush he loved so much. He had no time for the affluent, soft-living men and women who paid handsomely for his services. He suffered their invasion into his privacy only because they afforded him the means to indulge his one weakness, drink.
One expecting plenty people coming.
No, Mafuta, just three. But they're rich, Mafuta, stinking rich. And they're willing to pay handsomely for the services of Guanamalo, big white hunter.
Yeah, Buana, I go make a room ready. Buana Power, he stay tonight.
Yes, Mafuta, Buana Power is sleeping here tonight. They should be here pretty soon. It'll be dark in another hour. Phew, it's so darn hot.
Yeah.
Fetch me some more ice water, Mafuta.
Yeah.
You ready, Ian?
Yes, thanks, Saul.
Well, you brought me the right weird bunch this trip, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Weird? How'd you mean?
Well, I'm not quite sure exactly. There's something funny somewhere.
Hmm?
Can't quite put my finger on it at the moment. But there's an atmosphere.
There always is in this place. You should be used to it by now. I mean, if you will bury yourself alive in the stinking hole.
I didn't mean that kind of atmosphere. There's something... Well, a sort of uneasiness about those three. They all strike me as... Yes, you can laugh if you like. They strike me as though they're trying to hide something.
Oh, come off it, old man. You're letting your imagination run away with you, aren't you? You know the trouble with you, don't you? You've been living in this heat for so long, your brain's becoming addled.
You can say what you like. I still say there's something queer about that mob.
You were the one who agreed to take them on this trip.
Of course I did. I'd have been a lunatic not to. The money they offered me, I couldn't make in a year.
Oh, so what if they are a bit queer? Most rich people are a little eccentric. They can afford to be. Mind you, so are some that aren't rich, come to that.
I don't like Hornby himself.
What have you got against the man? You don't even know him.
I know that. It's just... Oh. Well, for a start, I can't stand people who keep their dark glasses on indoors. Even at the dining table.
Poor devil. So because he forgets to take off his dark glasses, you take an immediate dislike to him.
He didn't forget them. He kept fingering them as though to reassure himself they were still there.
Oh, come on. You've been telling me, Nick, the chap's some desperate criminal hiding behind a pair of dark glasses. As a matter of fact, I found him a very nice fellow. Charming, witty, clever, brilliant, in fact. And completely without airs. Unusual in a chap with the money he's got, don't you think?
Oh, some people just have the right breaks, that's all.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Willard.
Evening.
Clear night, isn't it?
Yeah, they usually are out here in the bush. This isn't London. We don't have smog here to blot out the stars.
I suppose Mr. and Mrs. Hornby are resting?
Oh, no. They'll be out in a minute. What time are you thinking of leaving in the morning, Mr. Marlowe?
As early as I can make it, before the sun's too high. I'm afraid if you're cherishing any ideas of sleeping late, you'll have to forget them. Here in Africa, we'd like to make an early start. Otherwise, it's too darn hot to do anything.
Oh, that's fine with me, Mr. Marlowe.
I hope Mr. and Mrs. Hornby feel the same way.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Naomi and Garth.
Who's taking our names in vain?
I was just assuring Mr. Marlowe that you'd both be more than willing to leave at the crack of dawn.
Oh, yes, of course. Mr. Marlowe, I want you to know that we are entirely in your hands. What you say goes with all of us.
Thank you. Mr. Hornby, the risk of sounding rude, may I suggest that you discard those dark glasses once the sun goes down? They're not really necessary inside either. I appreciate, of course, that you're not used to the harsh glare.
Mr. Marlowe, I think I...
Naomi, dear, why don't you run along to bed? I'm sure you can do with a good rest before we leave in the morning.
Yes, but I do...
Cecil's right, darling. You should get a good night's sleep.
All right. Good night, Mr. Marlowe. Mr. Power, thank you for a very comfortable flight.
My pleasure, ma'am. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Hornby. I hope you'll find the room comfortable.
I'm sure I shall. Good night.
All right, Mr. Willard. Perhaps now you'd like to tell us what it is that's on your mind.
I don't think I understand.
Oh, come now, Mr. Willard. I'm not a child. You sent Mrs. Hornby away to bed like a naughty little girl because she was just about to say something she shouldn't. I'm right, aren't I?
I really don't know what
you're
talking about.
It's no good, Cecil. We'll have to tell him. Mr. Marlowe has a right to know. It's only fair.
Know what, Mr. Hornby?
That I'm blind.
Blind?
Well, not completely. He still has 5% sight in one eye.
5%? And he expects me to take him out hunting? Good grief, he must think I'm...
Marlowe, listen. You see...
There's nothing to listen to, Mr. Willard. Ian?
Yes?
You'd better take these people back with you tomorrow morning. Good night.
I don't think you'd better either. You've already had more than is good for you. Remember, you have a party to take out early tomorrow morning. Or had you forgotten?
The other one is forgotten. I don't have a party to take out. And you mind your own darn business about my drinking habits.
He does have 5% sight.
So what? Heaven's sake, what good do you think that is? Don't you realize that in this game that isn't enough? Even 100% sight is barely enough.
But he seems to manage very well. I mean, he gets around all right by himself.
Would you allow him to take your plane up?
Well, no. No.
Right. Kindly allow me to know what's best, will you? Can't you see I'm thinking of them as much as myself? You'd be a liability. I shan't be able to concentrate as I should. I can't take the responsibility.
I can see your point, Saul. All right. I'll take them back with me in the morning. Just seems a pity that they had to come all this way, only to be turned back.
They should never have come in the first place. A man who's as brilliant as he says, he didn't show much sense there.
Can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah. Won't do you any good to talk if it'll make you feel any better. Drink?
No, thank you. I wasn't trying to tempt you, Mr. Marlowe. Though, I think I'd even be willing to do that if it would get Garth what he wants.
Which is?
This safari. He's been living for this day for, I can't tell you how long.
Mrs. Hornby, why don't you be a good little girl and go back to bed?
Good night, Mr. Hornby. Yeah.
Night.
Are you always so unapproachable?
Always. Night.
Good morning, Marlowe. You've changed your mind about taking it, have you?
Not quite. There's something I'd like to know first.
Well, if I can help you.
You can. Exactly which one of the Hornbys has been cherishing this dream of a safari?
Why, that's easy. Garth, of course. It's been his ambition since he was a boy.
I see.
And Naomi, being the woman she is, would do or give anything to make that dream come true.
Yes. So I gathered last night. You better go and wake the others.
You mean you'll take us?
I'll take you and Mrs. Hornby out on the hunt. Mr. Hornby stays at the camp at all times.
Oh, that's a little rough on him, isn't it?
Well, it's either that or get the plane back to where you came from. Take your pick. I'll leave Manali and Jerugi here with you, Mr. Hornby. And he'll afford to do so, but I'm afraid Mafuta would be worse than useless as an emergency.
I'm extremely grateful to you, Mr. Marlowe. Naomi would have been terribly disappointed. I'm afraid it hasn't been much of a life for her lately.
Mr. Hornby, believe me, I sympathize with you. And I admire your guts. But guts just isn't enough. In this game, you need eyesight as well.
I understand.
We should be back about 6. You feel like a little light conversation. I'm sure Mafuta will be only too willing to oblige. He's fairly good at English. He's not exactly a scintillating conversationalist, but he's better than nothing. I'm afraid the two bearers I'm leaving with you speak very little English.
No, don't worry about me, Mr. Marlowe. I'll be perfectly all right.
That's something one never takes for granted in the bush, Mr. Hornby.
We're ready, Mr. Marlowe. Garth, are you sure you don't mind?
I'm quite sure, darling. I'm going to sit and drink in the noises of the jungle.
Yeah, there's plenty of theirs. Look, I'm leaving a rifle with Jirugi, just in case of emergencies.
Is there likely to be an emergency then, Mr. Marlowe?
Mrs. Hornby, in the bush, there's always likely to be an emergency. Right, let's get moving.
What is it, Marlowe?
Fresh spoor.
Spoor?
That's right. A fresh trail. Now, all keep together. We want no haphazard shooting. No one is to fire until I give the word. Is that understood?
What if we have to shoot to save ourselves?
If you do as you're told and stay with me, there'll be no necessity for that. Any saving that has to be done, I'll do. There are two little things I need you to remember before you shoot. Firstly, make sure your quarry's in range. And secondly, make reasonably sure your aim is accurate. One shot must kill. A wounded animal is 100 times more dangerous than a healthy one. Understood? What is it, Ntembu?
What is it, Miss Marlowe? Have they spotted something?
They've spotted something, all right. Blood. Those men are tribesmen from Finduli, just south of here. There's a killer lioness on the loose. She's killed and savaged several of their villagers. They managed to wound her, but she got away.
Wounded? That blood.
Right, Mr. Willard. But it could be hers.
Then she could be hiding anywhere.
Very likely.
What can we do?
Just keep your eyes and ears open. And pray. Perhaps now you can understand why it was impossible to bring Mr. Hornby along with us.
Marlowe! Marlowe, did you hear that? She...
Don't shoot! Just stay calm! For heaven's sake, don't shoot!
Back at the camp, Garth Hornby's disappointment at missing the hunt was slowly wearing off as he became aware of the utter peace and tranquility around him.
How long have you been with Bwana Marlowe, Mufuta?
We've been with Bwana Marlowe long time. 7 years, Bwana.
Oh, you like him?
Oh, yes, Bwana. Bwana Marlowe, good man. Strong man. Very brave.
A man must be brave and strong, mustn't he, Mufuta?
Oh, yes, Bwana. Even sometimes, Bwana, he not so strong. Sometimes he weak as a child. Sometimes he drink all day. Maybe 1 week. All the time, just drink. Oh, yeah. Then he sleep for maybe 2 days. When he wake up, he got plenty big hair. Then the boy, he say to me, he say, Mafuta, one day when I am being dying, you pour Bwana back into the bottle and toss in the river.
He's a very good hunter, isn't he, Mufuta?
Oh, yes, Bwana. He very good hunter. He shoot just one time. Always, he say, just shoot one time. 2 times, no good. 1 time, make dead.
Have you ever been shooting with him, Mufuta?
Me? Oh, no, Bwana. Bwana Marlowe, he say, Mafuta, he couldn't hit flies sitting on nose. Bwana look very sad. Bwana not happy.
No, Mufuta, Bwana not happy. Oh. He wishes he were out there with Bwana Marlowe and the others.
Yeah, Bwana Marlowe, he say Bwana not see.
That's right, Mufuta.
Yeah, that very sad. Bwana not see anything? Bwana not see Mafuta?
No, I'm afraid not. I wish I could. All I see is a dark shape. Well, I know you're there, standing right in front of me. I see you move, but I can't distinguish any part of you. You're just a shapeless mass.
What? Oh,
sorry, Mephuzah. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Now, what I mean is, you're like a dark shadow. Something that moves but has no features.
Yes, but...
Anyway, that's enough about me. Now, I'd like to hear more about Buona Mara.
I don't know. She's satisfied her lust for blood at the moment, but she'll strike again.
Do you think she's gone yet?
No, I'm sure she hasn't. She's lying up somewhere licking her wounds. I've got to get her.
You mean you're going after her?
I have to. She's a killer. And she'll go on killing until someone kills her.
Oh, it was horrible. The way she killed those two poor men.
There's nothing nice about hunting, Mrs. Wombe. There's always bloodshed one way or the other. And if it isn't the hunted, it's the hunter. That's what it's all about.
But it was so savage. The way she just tore them apart. They didn't have time.
Which is just as well for them.
What would make her turn killer like that, do you think?
The same thing that would turn any female into a killer, I should think. Someone killed her cub.
Oh, poor thing.
That's what I mean about haphazard shooting, Mrs. Hornby. The bullet was probably intended for the mother. She's moving off. We'll follow her. Whatever you do, remember we're dealing with a killer. Kito, Mtambu, let's move.
Why didn't you just let her go? You shouldn't expect us to go with you. After all, she might attack again.
Quite right, Mrs. Hornby, she might. Us or anyone else. All the time she's alive. Perhaps you've forgotten you've left a husband back at camp.
Garth? But you left two of your men with him. Surely they can be trusted to look after him?
Mrs. Hornby, none of them can be trusted in a situation like this. They'll only save their own skins.
Then Garth could be in danger.
We're all in danger while that animal is alive.
I wish I hadn't come. I didn't expect it to be like this. The heat and dust and all those two men savage.
What the blazes did you expect then? Women like you make me sick. You see some glorified technicolor version of a safari on the pictures, and you see yourself as the heroine. You think the dust and the sweat and the blood are just stage props. But they're for real, Mrs. Hornby. And like it or not, you're stuck with them. Now let's move.
I say, you're a bit harder now, ain't you?
I have to be, Mr. Willard. We're not playing games. A half-crazed killer around ready to make another killing. It's no time for flowery speeches.
You're worried about God, aren't you? The trail of blood, it's leading back to camp, isn't it?
Mr. Willard, the only thing I'm worried about is my reputation and my livelihood. If you'll pardon the expression, Mr. Hornby went into this with his eyes wide open. I must say that for a man with such exceptional business sense, he showed an appalling lack of sense where his and his wife's well-being is concerned.
Perhaps you'd throw good sense to the wind if you knew you stood a good chance of losing what little sight you had. And in the near future.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's hardly the kind of thing he'd advertise, is it?
I still think it was darn silly.
Buona, don't creep.
What is it, devil?
Over there, Buona. Something moves.
Huh? Yes, I see it.
What is it, Marlowe?
Something's moving in those bushes.
Could it be her?
It's a possibility. I'm taking no chances. I want you and Mrs. Hornby to stay right here. I'll leave two of the boys with you. Whatever you do, don't move and don't shoot. Kito, Tambu, you come with me.
One would to eat now.
I'm not very hungry, Mfuta. This heat rather takes one's appetite away, doesn't it?
Bud?
Sorry. No, thanks. I won't eat just now. I could do something cool to drink, though. Do you think you could rustle up something?
Mfuta get one something special. Mfuta special owner.
Well, as long as it doesn't make me wake up with a big head.
No, Bud. This one, she not make the big head.
Good. Then I'll give it a try. Thanks, Mfuta.
Buona, Manali, Chirugi.
What is it, Mifuta? What's going on?
Buona, over there.
Well, what is it, Mifuta?
Is it... Oh, Buona.
Look, for heaven's sake, put yourself together, Mifuta. What is it?
Is a she-lion, Buona. She hurt very bad. She come to kill.
But, Mifuta, those two men that Buona Mala left...
Where are they? The go one. The get frightened. The runaway.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yes, one. Mafuta, he frightened too, but Mafuta too fat to run away.
Mafuta, listen. You've got to pull yourself together. How far away is she?
Not too far, one.
Can we get to the tent?
No, one.
Did those men take the rifle?
No, one. They drop him.
Where?
Just by tent, one.
Can you see it?
Yes, one.
Then you'll have to go and fetch it.
No, one. Mafuta not do that. The lion, she jump. Tear, Mafuta.
You've got to get it, Mafuta. I can't see it. You can. It's our only chance.
Mafuta not go, one. Mafuta not like being torn into little pieces.
Neither does Bwana. All right, Mafuta. Tell me where the rifle is exactly, and I'll get it.
She on ground, in front of tent. She watching one. You move, she kill.
Well, I'll edge along on my stomach. She'll kill whether we move or not. Once she's ready, you guide me to the rifle.
One, Marlo. He say, one, no have gun, no see.
I'm not going to shoot it, Mafuta. You are.
Oh, no, one, Mafuta no shoot.
You'll have to, Mafuta.
But, one, he say, Mafuta no shoot. All time he say, Mafuta, you no
this
shoot.
This is different. There's no one else here. You got to.
Very sorry, one, Mafuta no shoot.
Oh, very well, then I'll just have to try. I'm going to get that rifle. You tell me if I'm getting close to it. And keep your eye on that animal. If she moves, yell. Am I getting close to it, Mafuta?
Yes, Buan. Very close now.
I think I can just see her. A dark shape. Just.
She moves, Buan. Buan, she getting ready to jump, Buan.
Can you feel the rifle?
Yes.
I've got it.
Buan, don't move. Buan.
Tambo, Gato, stay here. What the? Jeruki, Manali, what the place is you doing here?
Manali see blood. Then big lion she come. Jeruki, he get frightened, he run away.
So you followed him, you lily livid. Where's the rifle?
No bring rifle. Leave it at camp.
Tambo!
Buana.
She's got to the camp. We got to get back there. Fix the truck. And hurry, man.
What is it, Marlowe?
We're going back to the camp.
Why are we going back? Those boys, they were the ones you left with my husband, weren't they? What are they doing here?
The lioness turned up at the camp. That's where she is now. And that's where she's going to kill again. Unless I get her first.
Garth! She'll kill Garth! Won't even be able to defend himself.
Why on earth didn't those chaps shoot her if they saw her?
They panicked. Ah, here's Ntembu with the truck. Hurry up and pile in. There's no time to waste.
They leave the rifle there.
Yes, for what good it would do. Mafuta couldn't hit an elephant from 2 paces. A fool! That darn stupid idiot, Mafuta!
How much farther?
Not far now. There. There, that's a clearing ahead. Right. Pull up here, Mtembu. I'll go in on my own.
He thinks Garth's dead, doesn't he? That's why he went on alone.
Shh, Naomi. He doesn't know. He just wants to play it safe, that's all, in case the lioness is still there.
Mafuta? Mr. Hornby?
Good grief.
Marlowe couldn't believe his eyes. He stared in amazement at the tall figure walking confidently towards him, gun still smoking, held firmly under his arm, a broad smile on his handsome face.
You're back early, Mr. Marlowe. Have a good day.
Saul looked past the proud figure of Garth Hornby to the clearing beyond. where lay the lifeless body of the lioness, for all the world as though she'd been arrested in full flight.
High Adventure is produced by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal.